What, me worry?
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Wall Street investors can't help themselves. They're just worriers by nature. Right now, they're concerned about the prospect of inflation. A report out today from the Labor Department probably won't make them feel any better. Economists think U.S. businesses might have added a couple hundred thousand jobs in February. That's a sign of a healthy economy, but it also makes people nervous about inflation, which means the Fed may have to keep raising interest rates. Well, this Dubai ports thing has finally been resolved. The company DP World is going to hand over operations of six U.S. ports to an American business. But the issue of port security isn't going away, and neither is the economic reality of dealing with countries like Dubai. Marketplace's Sam Eaton reports.
The U.S. economy comes with a hitch. The only way to keep it growing in a time of record trade deficits is by attracting foreign investment. But the countries with deep pockets right now are the same ones raising lawmakers' eyebrows, namely China and Middle Eastern oil exporters like Dubai. Yale business professor Jeffrey Garten says that makes for a dangerous balancing act.
So we have a really big problem because, on the one hand, these security concerns are going to be raised with increasing frequency. But on the other, we need $1 billion a day in foreign currency in order to plug the gaps in our deficits.
Garten says with China's CNOOC bid for Unocal rejected last spring and now a strike against Dubai, foreign investors may start getting cold feet. And if that happens, he says security will be the least of our worries. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Here's our riddle for the day. What do you call MTV without the video? How about radio? No, the answer is the Tube Music Network. Tribune Broadcasting stations are going to start carrying it. And as Lisa Napoli tells us, they'll try to earn some cash off people just listening to the TV.
Thanks to digital TV and a technology called multicasting, each station owns more real estate than it can currently exploit. Many of them have been trying to figure out what to offer on these additional channels and how to make money from them. Right now, for instance, your local NBC affiliate might just use the space to offer a weather map. Katie Bachman of Media Week says this helps Tribune bring in new revenue and gets Tube Network on the air.
It's incredibly difficult to get any distribution. So this is a way to offer it to TV stations as a way to monetize their digital spectrum.
She says as more broadcasters realize the revenue these additional stations can bring in, and as more consumers go digital, get ready for even more choices. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
Now we know why everybody at the Oscars kept saying, go see films on the big screen, not on DVD. In the theater, not at home on TV. Okay, we got it. But here's why. Moviegoing dropped 9% last year. It's the third straight year of declines. The average price of movie tickets went up, though, to almost $6.50 apiece. Google shares fell again, and the Nasdaq dropped for a sixth straight day. It was down 17 points to 2249. The Dow lost 33 to 10,972. The S&P 500 fell 6. This is Marketplace. Forbes' annual list of billionaires is out, and shockingly, no one at Marketplace is on the list. Bill Gates is at the top again, though, but there are some new faces from surprising places. Eric Kneeler has more.
The number of wealthy tycoons, heiresses, executives, and royalty jumped by more than 100 people this year to a record 793. Rising stock markets in developing countries like India and Turkey are responsible for the growth of global wealth and those who control it. And that's not a bad thing, says the University of Maryland's Robert Kirsch.
The more billionaires, the better. It's an indication that our economies are producing a surplus. And, you know, maybe we can redistribute it a little bit at the margin.
This exclusive club is still mostly male. Just 10% are women. And self-made entrepreneurs accounted for more than half the billionaires list, most living in New York, Moscow, and London. In Washington, I'm Eric Kneeler for Marketplace.
From American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Medtronic, alleviating pain, restoring health, extending life. Medtronic, on the web at Medtronic.com. Market data and news brought to you by Reuters. The facts, without spin, as they happen. Reuters helps you stay in the know now.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. The World Baseball Classic has a long way to go before it lives up to its name. So far, most are calling the tournament of 16 national teams a bust. A lot of major leaguers aren't playing because, well, it's spring training and they're getting ready for the season. Business of Sports commentator Diana Nyad joins us now. Hi, Diana.
Scott, what's happening?
Not too much, except this seems like a case of bad timing. But is it really?
I was one of those who called this thing a bust before it started. It's the wrong time, blah, blah, blah. People are going to get injured. Nobody cares. And I'm getting turned around. It's exciting. You know, Cuba is just playing out of their minds. Canada beats the United States. Are you kidding me? So Major League Baseball is sitting home thinking, not only is this not a bust, but it's not even why we did it. We didn't care if it fell flat on its face. What we care about is the future. We want to be camped out playing games in Japan, the Dominican Republic. I mean, talking about regular season Major League Baseball games.
So what exactly is Major League Baseball thinking that this event will become?
I think that this event is going to become the true World Series. You know, the NFL, when you say those are the world champions, the Pittsburgh Steelers are the world champions. Well, are they? I mean, where's the rest of the world? And NFL has development teams in Europe, but we don't really play football, our football, all around the world. Same thing with basketball. Look at the NBA. There are 82 players this season in the NBA from foreign countries. Fantastic players, Yao Ming, etc. But, you know, is basketball really a huge, you know, threshold sort of sport around the world? No. Major League Baseball eventually wants, you know, let's say the Dodgers play a three-game series against the Mariners on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, usually they get a day's rest and then they're off to play the White Sox. Pretty soon, they're going to be off to play the Japanese team in Tokyo. And so eventually what Major League Baseball wants is this brand, this franchising all around the world.
What do you think Major League Baseball might be learning this time with this first event?
I don't know what they're learning, but I know what I think. What if they move this classic to right after the World Series, okay? Let's say the St. Louis Cardinals win the next World Series, 2009 World Series, and they give them a couple weeks to rest, get their pitchers' arms back under control, and then this classic happens. So now every one of these teams from around the world is gunning for the World Series champions, and that will really produce what we consider a world champion.
Surely Major League Baseball could not anticipate that the U.S. might lose so early in this tournament.
That was a shocker. USA going down to Canada, I mean, you usually saw those guys' faces, Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter standing around as if, you know, like the moon just fell out of the sky. But you know what? Again, Major League Baseball wasn't looking for this time around. They got their eyes set on the future.
Diana, it's a pleasure as always.
My part too. Thank you.
Diana Nyad is our Business of Sports commentator. By the way, the U.S. tries to stay in the tournament later today against South Africa. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
Enjoy opera from the comfort of your own couch.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.